Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
My friend, Katie, she and I have been knowing each other for probably about 15 years. We used to work at KSTP together, and I was hosting a show, and she was one of the floor managers and camera operators, and, you know, we raised our kids together. She comes to my events with me. She was most recently with me at the Mall of America, and while we were there, for Andrew's book signing, you know, she and I were just kind of talking about, you know, things in life and everything that's going on. And one of the things that she was excited about living in Chanhassen is that she's getting more internet options. Right. She was telling me that Comcast is expanding to Chanhassen. I was like, oh, well, honey, hold on. I got to get the scoop on that because you ain't the only one living in Chanhassen. What is going on with Comcast in Chanhassen? So I said, let me invite Carly Barraga Werner. She is over at Comcast and is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Good afternoon, Shaletta. How are you?
Girl, I am doing good. My friend Katie wants to know what is going on. What's the scoop? What's the dilly, y'all?
Oh, man, we're so excited to be expanding our network into new cities, into the Twin Cities metro area, and excited to hear that your friends are excited about it, too. Listen, 2024 is an exciting year for us for many reasons, and I hope we get to talk about the Olympics a little bit as well. But first and foremost, it's our year of broadband growth and expansion, Shaletta. And as you said, we have just announced our expansion into Chanhassen, Minnesota. We're going to be covering more than 10,500 homes and businesses by the end of 2025, so by the end of next year. And what
wow.
that means, yeah, and what that adds to what we're doing with our network expansion is building off the announcement that we made last year in 2023, where we expanded into Wayzata.
And yeah, covered more than, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that. So headline here, we're growing. And
wow.
not... I know, I love that. And we have this expansion into Chanhassen now adds to our more than $525 million investment in the last 3 years into our technology and infrastructure here in Minnesota. And I think we both know how important that is to the future of the Twin Cities economy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I know a lot of small business yeah. owners in Chanhassen, and that's part of the problem, is the availability of, you know, the same services that they have at their house, because the house is in one city and the business is in another city, and they don't have sometimes the reliability, the access, the infrastructure. And so you talk to them, and they're like, you know what, I'm just going to take this Zoom at the house because I got better Wi-Fi, I got better internet here versus what I had available for me in Chanhassen.
That's right, and just bringing in more options and more network investment, it just ensures that, you know, kind of everyone can have a plan that fits their needs. Like you said, Shaletta, if you own a business in Chanhassen, we now have an entire suite of Comcast business and products, including our, you know, mobile product, and then our gigabit internet speed for our residential service. So it's really exciting. And we're doing the expansion not only into these cities and towns in the Twin Cities metro area that we're talking about here, but also into the more kind of rural and less dense areas of Minnesota. And we've announced, you know, in total, expansion into 7 cities. And some of those include our partnership and work that we're doing with the Minnesota Office of Broadband.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaletta, we know that post-pandemic, we always knew pre-pandemic, right, that it was important to have a reliable internet service into your house. Post-pandemic, I think the entire ecosystem of Minnesota, including government, and industry and community partners said, we got to fix this if there's areas that don't have internet. And so we've happily and excitedly worked with this fantastic Minnesota Office of Broadband to expand our network into those areas as well. And we are starting and almost going to complete in a couple of years our build into Now Then. That's in Anoka County, and then throughout parts of Rogers and Corcoran and Grant and Hugo and Stillwater Township, and just areas that had pockets of unserved areas. So we're going to be completing that in the next couple of years as well.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. And it is so needed. You know, we saw during the pandemic families sitting outside of the Burger King or a Starbucks on the ground because they were open in the drive-thru, but the inside of the facilities were not open, who did not have internet access. And it was, it was just sad. And, kids were getting counted absent in school because they did not, quote unquote, show up. Yeah, you gave them a device, but you didn't send them home with no internet. So what's the device going to do for them? No, they can't show up for class. We have this absentee problem, and we're seeing more and more of our black students not showing up for online learning during COVID. They can't because they ain't got no internet. For some families, that extra $35, $45, $55 is a game changer. They got to spend that on food. They can't spend that on internet because at the time it seemed like a luxury until we needed it, right?
That's right. That's right. And it is, like I said, it takes the entire ecosystem to solve these problems. And we're living in such an exciting time that we all are working together to get this done. And so this might be a good segue into where I saw you last at our ribbon
cutting. We got to take a break because I want to talk about that, because that was the dopest thing I've ever seen. I grew up in the projects and I know what it's like not having stuff. And for y'all to go into low income and subsidized housing and make it internet ready for families who are there, it's just amazing. So hold that, because we also got to talk about the Olympics and the role that Comcast Xfinity is playing in that. When we come back, we're going to talk more with my girl Carly. It is 2:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Al Shock is in the newsroom with news and weather at the top of the hour. And Josh Wheeler is at the historic WCCO radio studio in downtown Minneapolis, where all the action is, including the gymnastics trials for the U.S. Olympics, and Comcast is playing a major part in that, Carly.
Yes, we are, Shaletta. We are the primary home of the Olympics game, the NBC and Peacock, for 2024. And
oh,
I mean,
my gosh,
I know on my list of excitement, 1 to 10, I'm a 10 on the Olympics this year. And I don't know if you realize this, but this is since 2018. This is the first time the Olympics are returning to their true glory with the fans, the stands full of fans, the city full of fans. And like, could it be done in any better city than Paris? Right. So we're going to have all the drama of the Olympics in the backdrop of this historic, beautiful venues, like the open ceremony is done on the Seine River, and we've got volleyball at the Eiffel Tower, and we've got equestrian at the Palace Versailles. I mean, how cool is that?
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. And, I didn't even think about the fact that, this is the first time where we got really like old school. We were going back to the way things used to be with everybody there celebrating and enjoying the Olympics together. And, it starts right here in the Twin Cities with these gymnastics trials. Now, have you been there yet? Have you checked it out?
No, and I heard you talking about it, and I'm as jealous as you are. I mean, I saw it on social media today, and like, how does Simone Biles, how does Suni Lee, how do they do these?
Girl.
Amazement, right?
How do you practice for that? I mean, what are you doing in the gym that allows you to do that?
They're superhumans, right? But okay, so this is what's so cool. And I'm glad you're as excited about the Olympics as I am. So if you are a Comcast customer and you have Xfinity in your home, we are covering all of it. I mean, unparalleled. And this is what you get to do. You get to, with your voice remote, right, ask it to watch any match, any sport, any athlete you want. So you could say, you know, sit down and say, show me Simone Biles, and it'll show, you know, show her latest match. Or this is probably something you're excited about like I am, break dancing.
Girl, that's my, okay. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I can't either. So, and another thing I love about the Olympics is like I can get my kids to sit down and watch with me, right? The drama of competition and cheering for USA together. We'll get them to sit on that couch with me. And now that they're teenagers, I'll take it. But I can't wait to just sit there, get my remote and say, you know, show break dancing and have it come on. And we will be in. It'll be instant.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is going to be so fun. And, you know, so oftentimes we don't get to see some of those sports that we really enjoy because it's not being broadcast in prime time. And now with this new offering, we can see each and everything that we enjoy. And we don't have to miss any of the action.
That's right. You don't have to plan on when it's live. You don't have to be in front of the TV at the right time. You just ask your remote what you want to see. Say, I want to see the volleyball at the Eiffel Tower, and it'll take you there. And then on top of the Xfinity residential service, for the first time, Peacock, our streaming service, will be the streaming home of the Olympics, and it's going to have like the most comprehensive kind of destination. It's going to be more of a destination for the Olympics game in media history. We're going to have industry first interactive features, and I can't explain it. You're just going to have to go on and play with it yourself to see what that looks and feels like.
Yeah.
So you can navigate on Peacock over 5,000 hours of live coverage. I don't even know what that means. That's so many hours, but all 329 medal events. So what you're saying is it's like just what you said, like you don't even know what you don't know about the Olympics, right? That there are 329. Yep.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Okay. Now we saw each other in person, not like on the Zoom, not like on the phone. We were able to see like whole shoulders and torso and legs and feet. It's so nice when you get to see whole people and they're not just in a box. And so it was so good to see you and hug you a couple of weeks ago, because Comcast was part of just this amazing event that was near and dear to my heart. So I wanted to be there for it. But you made sure that 2,500 low-income housing units just in the city of St. Paul alone were able to be internet ready.
Yep. This is so exciting. Shaletta, it was so fun to see you there. And I'm glad you were there so you could really capture the excitement that the St. Paul Public Housing Authority agency had about it, the residents had about it. And this is what happened, Shaletta. And I think you know this about Comcast and what's in our DNA. You know, we don't just bring our network to cities like we had talked about at the top of this segment. You know, once we get to a city, we really work with all of the partners in that city to say, are there pockets, are there areas of people or geographies that aren't on the internet, and what are the barriers to getting that connection into everyone's home? Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned affordability, and of course, you know about our $9.99 Inner Essentials and our Inner Essentials Plus product that we've always had, you know, for decades. But
right.
It's more than just, you know, it's more than just price, and that's something we're starting to really dig into. And with the public housing agency, you know, what we realize is that residents need a network that's readily available, like that mm-hmm. hotel service right on their phone, right where you don't need to schedule a technician, where you don't need to wait for a modem, where you don't need to go to a store to get your equipment. Once you move in, Shaletta, you just on your phone can order that internet service to your unit instantly. Mm-hmm. And so removing all those obstacles that might have been in the way, for these residents to order their internet. And we, you know, I don't need to tell you how important it is to have access to the internet and how, you know, any kind of digital divide you know, continues to perpetuate inequality. And we need everybody to participate in this modern economy. So this was really the first. This is the first collaboration that Comcast has made with a Minnesota-based public housing agency to provide this kind of state-of-the-art pre-installed service, instant Wi-Fi connection. And as you mentioned, we're going to do all 16 of the public housing agency's buildings by the end of 2024,
Shaletta. Wow. So and that's a, baby, that is something, because it is June. Y'all got a lot of work to do. I'm praying, thoughts and prayers for the installers, because they got some work to do. But you know, the one thing that I was glad to be there for, and I know some people in some of these units, you know, just kind of working in community, helping families, you know, being out there to provide, you know, whatever resources and services I can, whether these people need food or services for their special needs children and grandchildren, or whatever it is, clothing, whatever. They were so excited and so grateful and so happy. And that Comcast thought enough of them, because usually, you know, when you start thinking about companies, they're upgrading their own customers, right? They're doing their own thing for people who already get their services. But, you know, you thought of these folks who may or may not be customers already, you know, who don't have a way to scratch your back because you're scratching theirs. And they just, they felt the love, they felt appreciated, and they felt the genuine care and concern that you all have, you know, just for their family's well-being and being able to access Wi-Fi.
I'm so glad you got to see that. Yeah, we believe in investing in our community. Absolutely.
Yeah. And people felt that. I felt it. And I hope that it comes through on the radio today. Carly Berga Werner from Comcast. Girlfriend, I just can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your Saturday to spend a little time with me and our listeners to talk about what, you know, the impact that you're making in the community and these Olympic trials. Okay, so I got to get off the phone with you, girl. I can't talk to you. Ain't neither one of us been down there to see what's going on. I got to get Steve Thompson on the phone, because he and his daughter were down there yesterday, so he's going to give me the 411.
Oh, I'm jealous. Well, get down there. You're going to see all sorts of Xfinity experiential things we've set up. And, yeah, have fun. Get down there. And it's always a pleasure, Shaletta. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk soon. Now, my friend, Katie, she and I have been knowing each other for probably about 15 years. We used to work at KSTP together, and I was hosting a show, and she was one of the floor managers and camera operators, and you know, we raised our kids together. She comes to my events with me. She was most recently with me at the Mall of America, and while we were there, you know, for Andrew's book signing, you know, she and I were just kind of talking about, you know, things in life and everything that's going on. And one of the things that she was excited about living in Chanhassen is that she's getting more internet options, right? She was telling me that Comcast is expanding to Chanhassen. I was like, oh, well, honey, hold on. I got to get the scoop on that, because you ain't the only one living in Chanhassen. What is going on with Comcast in Chanhassen? So I said, let me invite Carly Barraga Werner. She is over at Comcast and is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Good afternoon, Shaletta. How are you?
Girl, I am doing good. My friend Katie wants to know what is going on. What's the scoop? What's the dilly, y'all?
Oh, man, we're so excited to be expanding our network into new cities, into the Twin Cities metro area, and excited to hear that your friends are excited about it, too.
Listen, 2024 is an exciting year for us for many reasons, and I hope we get to talk about the Olympics a little bit as well. But first and foremost, it's our year of broadband growth and expansion, Shaletta. And as you said, we have just announced our expansion into Chanhassen, Minnesota. We're going to be covering more than 10,500 homes and businesses by the end of 2025, so by the end of next year. And what that means, yeah, and what that adds to what we're doing with our network expansion is building off the announcement that we made last year in 2023, where we expanded into Wayzata,
and
yeah,
cover
I
more than
that.
Yeah, you remember that. So we're headline here, we're growing. And
wow.
And we have this expansion into Chanhassen now adds to our more than $525 million investment in the last 3 years into our technology and infrastructure here in Minnesota. And I think we both know how important that is to the future of the Twin Cities economy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know a lot of small business owners in Chanhassen, and that's part of the problem. You know, it is the availability of, you know, the same services that they have at their house, because the house is in one city and the business is in another city. And they don't have sometimes the reliability, the access, the infrastructure. And so you talk to them, and they're like, you know what, I'm just going to take this Zoom at the house because I got better Wi-Fi, I got better internet here versus what I had available for me in Chanhassen.
That's right. And just bringing in more options and more network investment, it just ensures that, you know, kind of everyone can have a plan that fits their needs. Like you said, Shaletta, if you own a business in Chanhassen, we now have an entire suite of Comcast business and products, including our, you know, mobile product, and then our gigabit internet speed for our residential service. So it's really exciting. And we're doing the expansion not only into these cities and towns in the Twin Cities metro area that we're talking about here, but also into the more kind of rural and less dense areas of Minnesota. And we've announced, you know, in total, expansion into 7 cities. And some of those include our partnership and work that we're doing with the Minnesota Office of Broadband.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaletta, we know that post-pandemic, we always knew pre-pandemic, right, that it was important to have a reliable internet service into your house. Post-pandemic, I think the entire ecosystem of Minnesota, including government and industry and community partners, said, we got to fix this if there's areas that don't have internet. And so we've happily and excitedly worked with this fantastic Minnesota Office of Broadband to expand our network into those areas as well. And we are starting and almost going to complete in a couple of years our build into Now Then. That's in Anoka County, and then throughout parts of Rogers and Corcoran and Grant and Hugo and Stillwater Township, and just areas that had pockets of unserved areas. So we're going to be completing that in the next couple of years as well.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. And it is so needed. You know, we saw during the pandemic families sitting outside of the Burger King or a Starbucks on the ground because they were opening the drive thru, but the inside of the facilities were not open, who did not have internet access. And it was, you know, it was just sad. And, you know, kids were getting counted absent in school because they did not quote unquote show up. Yeah, you gave them a device, but you didn't send them home with no internet. So what's the device gonna do for them? No, they can't show up for class. You know, we have this absentee problem, and we're seeing more and more of our Black students not showing up for online learning during COVID. They can't because they ain't got no internet. For some families, you know, that extra $35, $45, $55 is a game changer. They got to spend that on food. They can't spend that on internet because at the time, it seemed like a luxury until we needed it, right?
That's right. That's right. And it is, like I said, it takes the entire ecosystem to solve these problems. And it's such, we're living in such an exciting time that we all are working together to get this done. And so this might be a good segue into where I saw you last. At our ribbon
wait,
cutting,
girl.
At the Central
wait.
Highlight.
Wait.
No,
yes.
No,
okay. Wait. 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 We gotta take a break because I want to talk about that because that was the dopest thing I've ever seen. I grew up in the projects and I know what it's like not having stuff. And for y'all to go into low income and subsidized housing and make it internet ready for families who are there, it's just amazing. So hold on, hold that, because we also got to talk about the Olympics and the role that Comcast Xfinity is playing in that. When we come back, we're going to talk more with my girl, Carly. It is 2:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Al Shock is in the newsroom with news and weather at the top of the hour. And Josh Wheeler is at the historic WCCO Radio studio in downtown Minneapolis, where all the action is, including the gymnastics trials for the U.S. Olympics. And Comcast is playing a major part in that, Carly.
Yes, we are, Shaletta. We are the primary home of the Olympics game, the NBC and Peacock, for 2024. And
oh,
I mean,
my gosh,
I know on my list of excitement, 1 to 10, I'm a 10 on the Olympics this year. And I don't know if you realize this, but this is since 2018. This is the first time the Olympics are returning to their true glory with the fans, the stands full of fans, the city full of fans. And like, could it be done in any better city than Paris? Right. So we're going to have all the drama of the Olympics in the backdrop of this historic, beautiful venues, like the open ceremonies down on the Seine River, and we've got volleyball at the Eiffel Tower, and we've got equestrian at the Palace Versailles. I mean, how cool is that?
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. And, you know, I didn't even think about the fact that, you know, this is the first time where we got really like old school. We were going back to the way things used to be with everybody there celebrating and enjoying the Olympics together. And, you know, it starts right here in the Twin Cities with these gymnastics trials. Now, have you been there yet? Have you checked it out?
No, and I heard you talking about it, and I'm as jealous as you are. I mean, I saw it on social media today, and like, how does Simone Biles, how does Suni Lee, how do they do these?
Girl,
amazement, right? What?
How do you practice for that? I mean, what are you doing in the gym that allows you to do that?
They're superhumans, right? But okay, so this is what's so cool, and I'm glad you're as excited about the Olympics as I am. So, if you are a Comcast customer and you have Xfinity in your home, we are covering all of it. I mean, unparalleled. And this is what you get to do. You get to, with your voice remote, right, ask it to watch any match, any sport, any athlete you want. So you could say, you know, sit down and say, show me Simone Biles, and it'll show, you know, show her latest match. Or this is probably something you're excited about like I am. Break dancing.
Girl, that's my, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I can't either. So, and another thing I love about the Olympics is like, I can get my kids to sit down and watch with me, right? The drama of competition and cheering for USA together. We'll get them to sit on that couch with me. And now that they're teenagers, I'll take it. But I can't wait to just sit there, get my remote and say, you know, show break dancing and have it come on, and we will be in. It'll be instant.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is going to be so fun. And, you know, so oftentimes we don't get to see some of those sports that we really enjoy because it's not being broadcast in prime time. And now with this new offering, we can see each and everything that we enjoy. We don't have to miss any of the action.
That's right. You don't have to plan on when it's live. You don't have to be in front of the TV at the right time. You just ask your remote what you want to see. Say, I want to see the volleyball the Eiffel Tower, and it'll take you there. And then on top of the Xfinity residential service, for the first time, Peacock, our streaming service, will be the streaming home of the Olympics, and it's going to have, like, the most comprehensive kind of destination. It's going to be more of a destination for the Olympics game in media history. We're going to have industry-first interactive features, and I can't explain it. You're just going to have to go on and play with it yourself to see what that looks and feels like.
Yeah.
So you can navigate on Peacock over 5,000 hours of live coverage. I don't even know what that means. That's so many hours. But all 329 medal events. So what you're saying is it's like just what you said. Like you don't even know what you don't know about the Olympics, right? That there are 329.
Until you get that.
Yep.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Okay. Now, we saw each other in person, not like on the Zoom, not like on the phone. We were able to see like whole shoulders and torso and legs and feet. It's so nice when you get to see whole people and they're not just in a box. Yeah. And so it was so good to see you and hug you a couple of weeks ago, because Comcast was part of just this amazing event that was near and dear to my heart. So I wanted to be there for it. But you made sure that 2,500 low-income housing units just in the city of St. Paul alone were able to be internet ready.
Yep. This is so exciting. Shaletta, it was so fun to see you there. And I'm glad you were there so you could really capture the excitement that the St. Paul Public Housing Authority agency had about it, the residents had about it. And this is what happened, Shaletta. And I think you know this about Comcast and what's in our DNA. You know, we don't just bring our network to cities like we had talked about at the top of this segment. You know, once we get to a city, we really work with all of the partners in that city to say, are there pockets, are there areas of people or geographies that aren't on the internet, and what are the barriers to getting that connection into everyone's home? Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned affordability, and of course, you know about our $9.99 InterEssentials and our InterEssentials Plus product that we've always had, you know, for decades. But
right. It's
more than just, you know, it's more than just price, and that's something we're starting to really dig into. And with the public housing agency, you know, what we realized is that residents need a network that's readily available, like that mm-hmm. hotel service right on their phone, right where you don't need to schedule a technician, where you don't need to wait for a modem, where you don't need to go to a store to get your equipment. Once you move in, Shaletta, you just on your phone can order that internet service to your unit instantly. Mm-hmm. And so removing all those obstacles that might have been in the way for these residents to order their internet. And we, you know, I don't need to tell you how important it is to have access to the internet and how, you know, any kind of digital divide, you know, continues to perpetuate inequality. And we need everybody to participate in this modern economy. So this mm-hmm. was really the first. This is the first collaboration that Comcast has made with a Minnesota-based public housing agency to provide this kind of state-of-the-art pre-installed service, instant Wi-Fi connection. And as you mentioned, we're going to do all 16 of the public housing agency's buildings mm-hmm. by the end of 2024, Shaletta.
Wow. So and that's fun. Baby, that is something, because it is June. Y'all got a lot of work to do. I'm praying thoughts and prayers for the installers, because they got some work to do. But you know, the one thing that I was glad to be there for, and I know some people in some of these units, you know, just kind of working in community, helping families, you know, being out there to provide, you know, whatever resources and services I can, whether these people need food or services for their special needs children and grandchildren, or whatever it is, clothing, whatever. They were so excited and so grateful and so happy and that Comcast thought enough of them, because usually, you know, when you start thinking about companies, they're upgrading their own customers, right? They're doing their own thing for people who already get their services. But, you know, you thought of these folks who may or may not be customers already. You know, who don't have a way to scratch your back because you're scratching theirs. And they felt the love, they felt appreciated, and they felt the genuine care and concern that you all have, you know, just for their family's well-being and being able to access Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you got to see that. Yeah, we believe in investing in our community. Absolutely.
Yeah. And people felt that. I felt it. and I hope that it comes through on the radio today. Carly Berga Werner from Comcast. Girlfriend, I just can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your Saturday to spend a little time with me and our listeners to talk about what, you know, the impact that you're making in the community and these Olympic trials. Okay, so I got to get off the phone with you, girl. I can't talk to you. Ain't neither one of us been down there to see what's going on. I got to get Steve Thompson on the phone because he and his daughter were down there yesterday, so he's going to give me the 411.
Oh, I'm jealous. Well, get down there. You're going to see all sorts of Xfinity experiential things we've set up. And, yeah, have fun. Get down there. And it's always a pleasure, Shaletta. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk soon.